Years ago, and I've quoted this many times, Allison, who's the editor of my books, she said, "I love to listen to other people's prophecies." I said, "Why do you like to listen to other people's prophecies?" She said, "So I treat them not as they are, but as God sees them, and I invite them into their destiny." That has stuck in my mind. I think I've quoted her more often than any other person. That is such an awesome way to live life. I love to listen to other people's prophecies, so I treat them not as they are, but as God sees them. I was, Proverbs 17:6 says this, "Grandchildren are the crown of old men. The glory of sons is their fathers." What a great ecosystem. Grandfathers, grandchildren are the crown of old men. The glory of sons is their fathers. In other words, sons so love their fathers because their fathers have so empowered them. And we're living for a generation we haven't seen. So the crown of old men is their grandchildren, but the glory of young men is their fathers. What happens when you have a father who has seen something in you that no one else has seen, and they begin to believe in you? You know, you get changed when you believe. You got saved when you believe in Jesus. But you changed when you realized He believed in you. I'm convinced that part of the struggle with the body of Christ is we still don't realize that Jesus, he doesn't just tolerate us, He celebrates us. Like, He actually, the reason why we have visitations instead of habitations is because we don't think He can stand us that long. I was with Graham Cook, and how many of you know Graham Cook? Guy's a genius. He's a genius, and he doesn't talk a lot. He does from the pulpit, but privately, he's really a quiet person. And we're having lunch. I drove down to have lunch with him in Vacaville, which is a couple, 2.5-3 hours from here. And there was about four or five of us at the lunch table, and we were talking. And Graham does what Graham does, which is listen. I guess he's listening. He's totally quiet. And he's eating. He's the only one that's actually eating his lunch. We have this passionate discussion going on about something. And Graham looks up and he says, "I don't want to be desperate for God." And he goes back to eating, which had nothing to do with what we were talking about. Nothing. I mean, it wasn't like, I was trying to like, first I thought, he must have connected that with something we were saying. And I thought for a couple minutes, I thought, no, that doesn't have anything to do with what we're saying. He said, "I don't want to be desperate for God."